The Salsa Chart is brought to you by Uncle Dave's Tank Cream. Uncle Dave's Tank Cream. Uncle Dave's Tank Cream.
.com, baby.
We'll be right back.
vice versa. You never know with this motherfucker.
This is High Pitch Eric, and you're listening to the Sausage Hut Podcast with Johnny Calabasa.
This is Lance Lannister, and you're listening to the Game of Thrones Minute with Johnny Calabasa.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Oh, where have you been, everybody? Oh, how could I stop doing this and then come on back? The Sausage Hut Podcast. If you've never heard of it, go back and listen to 650 episodes. If you heard me on the radio somewhere and you're wondering where the fuck I am, keep wondering. The only place you're going to find me is right fucking here. Don't think I don't hate half of you, because I do.
Hey, this is High Pitch Eric, and you're listening.
I don't even know if I know how to work all this shit anymore, but I do. Because everything's been sitting right where it's been sitting for a long time. Gathering dust, watching me stare at it going, what do you got left in the tank, motherfucker? And I stared back and said, dude, I ain't got nothing in the tank. And it took a long time to stare at that blank page and say, damn you, tyranny. The tyranny of the blank page. Trying to start it up. But I suppose I can try it again. Because it's like, what else better do you have to do? You want to let Johnny Calabasa die? Or do you want to get the pads out and shock that motherfucker back to life? I guess there's only one choice. That or the great sleep. Because I know that great sleep's going to be great when it comes. Some days it can't come fast enough because there are so many of you crazy ass motherfuckers that are still under the spell of that goddamn orange menace. I'm just stunned that we have to go through this horseshit again, regardless of what you say about the president, to be hypnotized by a fascist nut job with no regard for thousands of years of history that we've all seen. We all know where that road goes, and you can't even get yourself to watch the History Channel anymore because you don't know who to root for anymore. Like, this is why they teach you history class. Oh yeah, you didn't pay attention to history class, did you? And for those of you that think that the president is the fascist now, wake the fuck up. You've been sold a fucking bill of goods. A goddamn hydrant that spews water would be a better choice than the orange fucking dipshit criminal motherfucker that y'all have on your side. Wake the fuck up. And stop being so goddamn racist and Zionist and homophobic and transphobic. There's better things to do in life. There's better things to do in life than get lectured by Johnny Calabasa, but it's come to that. I'd rather just do comedy. But I'm surrounded by these hateful morons who do this crap. Fuck you. I don't need you. You know it. You know that motherfucker is incompetent. Beyond it all. January 6th. That's all I gotta say. Fuck you if you think that was a good thing. Now let's get to the comedy, shall we? I like to watch fractal zooms while I talk in the hut. At least I used to anyway, but now I started that back up again. If you ever need your brain wire brushed, just go to YouTube and look up fractal zooms and just stare into the abyss for a while. And it is the coolest thing ever. I don't know what it does, but it does something to the brain. There's something about fractals and their geometric infinity that really steers us in the right direction. It's a whole lot better than Jesus, that's for sure. That load of horse crap. Happy Easter, everybody. And I'm so glad that Peter Cottontail gets more run than the whole holy hands rolling the rock out thing. That tired trope. I didn't see anything about Jesus this Easter. All I saw was Easter eggs and Easter bunny. You go to the store, there's nothing. There's no Jesus in there. There's candy and Easter eggs. I'm glad. Just like Santa Claus. Christmas is all about Santa Claus. And then you try, well, no, this is the most important one. You know, this is really the most important thing. So we're gonna make church a lot longer this weekend. Oh, really? I have to sit through another half hour of this. What are they gonna burn? They're gonna burn the incense this time? What are they gonna light a fire? Are they gonna wash the feet, the whole rigmarole? Oh God, I gotta stay in church another half hour. This is the worst. I just wanna eat chocolate and hide and find eggs with my cousins and eat ham and all that stuff. And oh, and I hate wearing this pastel dress up. I hate wearing my dress shoes. I hate wearing dress pants. And this new shirt that my mom got, it doesn't look good. I mean, it's kind of too tight on me, and it's pink and blue. Why did my mom, why did she make me wear pink and blue on Easter? I just want to eat ham and cheesy potatoes and chocolate. I just can't wait to bite the head off of that chocolate bunny. I hope it's not hollow, because sometimes the chocolate bunnies that they give me, they're hollow on the inside, but those solid ones, oh, you can't even get your teeth through. You got to gnaw on that head. It makes me feel like a carnivore for a while, just gnawing on that head like the dude in Shogun who gets boiled in oil in the first half of the first thing. Oh, yeah, when it's just the head just melts down, and yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to give that bunny the Mussolini treatment. I'm going to drag it through the streets and you won't even recognize it after I'm done with it. I'm going to eat its head. I'm going to eat half of its head and then drag it through the streets. That's what you need on your side. You need to give somebody the goddamn Mussolini treatment. And if you don't know what the Mussolini treatment is, go fast forward past the rides. Fast forward past the sticking your chin out on a balcony. Fast forward past doing okay in World War II. Go get right to the end there where they storm and drag that dude through the streets. Yes. And then string him up in a gas station. Now, my chocolate bunny ain't going to get strung up in a gas station, but he's going to get messed up. And what is it about? The joy of eating a chocolate bunny. Disfiguring that thing with your teeth. What does that say about your nature? Hard-boiled eggs and chocolate bunnies. That's what it's all about. But hey, but no, no, seriously, the Jesus thing. You got to do the Jesus thing. We got to go. Oh, we got to go to Stations of the Cross. Oh, wait, what? I have to go to church on Friday, too, this week? Wait, what? I have to get out of school to go to this crap? And what are we doing here? No, now, I got to altar boy this thing, and it's not just walking out and holding the book. There's a whole there's like a five act play, and I got to stand. Okay, well, I got to stand here, and I got to stand here. And then what do? Oh, we genuflect now? Okay, genuflect now. And then, okay, then what? Oh, we got to do, okay, the incense. I hate lighting this incense. I think I'm allergic to it. It just makes me sneeze all the time. Okay, go get the incense thing. It's time to get the incense thing. Go get the incense thing. All right. Okay, I got the incense thing. It's lighting up. Okay, now you gotta spread it all over the place. And tinkity tink. Walk with that big chain all over. Okay, there you go. Incense for everybody. Why can't it be hash in that thing? That would be great if someone just put a big puck of hash in the incense thing instead of this crappy, smelly incense that doesn't smell good. It makes my clothes stink. I hate it. But anyway, yeah. Okay, where are we at now? Jesus stops at McDonald's for the third time. Okay, are we halfway through? I mean, how many things we got? Okay, we got to stop here. Stop here, and then what? Okay, we get genuflect. Now we do what? We got three Hail Mary. Okay, three Hail Mary. All right, now then what? They knock Jesus in the head with a hockey stick. Okay, that's okay. What do we do then? We kneel. We shake hands or something. When do we eat? Okay. All right. Jesus goes to Burger King for the third time. Now we got to do the water thing. Oh, where the hell's the water bucket? All right. Go get the magic water bucket. Now he's going to dunk his thingy into the water bucket. Now everybody's okay. And then we do the wave, the genuflect wave, as the magic water gets dashed all over you. That's fun. Okay, up and down the route. Now you got to chase the priest around with the fucking bucket. And when he wants to, he ain't going to look at it. He's just going to reach back, get that thing in there, spray everybody down with the magic water. All right. And now, are we done yet? No. They got to wipe the face. Okay. Who's wiping the face of Jesus? The hooker? Is hooker girlfriend? Oh, yeah. That's right. And then what are they? Is that the Shroud of Turin that they made there? That's what's that? The 14th station? Do I go back? Do I get $200 and go back to free parking at this point with this stupid horseshit on a fucking Friday afternoon? And there's not even any music. And there's no lights. It's just dark and all this crap. Ugh. Oh man, don't tell me I got to come back on Saturday too, because that's my favorite day of the year, because Jesus is dead all day. No Jesus all day. Wait, what? I got to go back on Saturday night for the long one? Oh, well, at least I don't have to go on Sunday morning, right? Wait, what? I got to go Sunday morning too? You got to give me a fucking break with this crap. Easter. Oh, man, this is what I got to do to get a plate full of ham and some cheesy potatoes. And man, everybody, all my aunts and all my cousins, they all made dessert. And I just want to eat. I want to eat cookies. And then I want to eat this thing. I want to eat the Boston cream pie cake. I want to eat the brownies that look like a lawn. And that's awesome. And then what else? We got chocolate chip cookies. Okay. We got Pizzelle. Oh, I hate Pizzelles. Everybody. But there's 400 Pizzelles. Good for everybody. Just stop knocking the fucking microphone, Dan. Thank you. Yeah, so Easter. Oh. So spring's off and running. How about that eclipse coming up? Are you in the line of the eclipse? If you're up there in Ohio or down there in, I don't know, Missouri or something like that. John Kielbasa's old home stomping grounds are right in the middle of that crap. That's going to be crazy. They said 14 million people are going to descend on Northeast Ohio. There hasn't been that many people there since LeBron won the NBA championship back in 2016. And they sure as hell couldn't handle it then, so that'll be fun. A solar eclipse. It's the only time you're going to see it around there in about 800 years, so you might as well do it now. And the chances of it being sunny in Ohio in April are about 0.2%. So you get to see it get dark. But at least everybody's getting the day off up there, and nobody's got to go to school. And for those of you that need home care, forget about it. Hope you're not trying to make money off of it. And I hope you're not using those 99-cent 3D glasses to stare at the sun, because I got news for you. They ain't gonna help. Don't do it. Get the bucket of water out and look in the bucket of water. Get your dancing shoes on. It's hard to believe that the Mayans figured all that shit out and they knew when an eclipse was coming. They're like, dude, okay, wait. We know this is coming, all right? If we go up to the top of the stairs there and we can pull this crap off, like, they're going to think we're gods. We're going to make it dark. We're going to cut somebody's head off. And they're going to be like, holy shit, these guys are the real thing. So let's do this. Now, don't tell anybody that we know this is coming, but make sure everybody's at the bottom of the stairs at, 2 o'clock on Monday, okay? Because that's when it's going to happen.
How'd you figure that out?
Oh, dude, just trust me, all right? I did some math.
What's math?
Okay, these white dudes from the other side of the world came over and they told us it was going to happen, all right?
Well, how do they know?
They've talked to the gods, so they know. Just trust me on this. Get everybody here at the goddamn bottom of the stairs on fucking Monday afternoon. All right. All right, so what should we do? What we're going to do is we're going to come out right before this happens, and we're going to make a big deal about it, right? We're going to wear...
What are we wearing?
We're going to wear the big thing. Wear the big feather thing on your head with, you know, like the lion head on top of that, okay? And your shoulder pads.
I lost my shoulder pads.
All right. Well, do whatever you can. Just look badass, okay? Tape some stuff around your ankles. Get your cock out. I don't know. Put on something, that maybe some war paint. And then be at the top of the stairs before 1 o'clock on Monday, because it's going to happen at 2. Make sure everybody's there. Tell them if they don't fucking come that they're going to get their heads chopped off. And if they don't believe me, wait and see, okay? Wait and see, because I am going to blot the sun out of the goddamn sky. Let them know. And then also let them know that taxes are going up and I'm banging all their wives. Okay? Got that?
Okay.
Monday afternoon, don't forget.
And whose head are we chopping off?
I don't know. Just find somebody that nobody likes. And go to the prison. You got any foreigners? Yeah, let's find the foreigners. And we're going to find one of them and ask for volunteers. Anybody wants to have their head chopped off? If they don't want to have their head chopped off, tell them that the afterlife is going to, you know, make them, they'll be gods in the afterlife.
All right.
All right, dude, this is going to be great. Fucking eclipse is going to be awesome. That's how it goes in astronomy. Is that what you want to go back to? Magical thinking assholes? Because you sure as hell can't figure out how to get the goddamn eclipse and when that's going to happen, do you? Show me the math on that. Show me Jesus math on that.
Listen here, you liberal fuckwad. You keep Jesus out of your goddamn mouth, or I'm going to come there with my pitchfork and I'm going to shove it up your ass. Me and all my conservative friends who don't want things to happen, but we hate everybody. We know that. And Trump is the only person that Jesus wants to be on the throne. I mean, to be the president of the United States. That goddamn brain dead fucking Biden doesn't know shit.
What about the infrastructure deal?
Fuck that. He doesn't know anything.
What about the bridge between Ohio and Kentucky?
What about the bridge in Baltimore? He's the one that made it go down. They're not going to. Baltimore's, you know, that's what Jesus hates them, so that's why Baltimore's going to go. And Jesus, there's too many, you know, there's too many of those guys.
Crime's down everywhere.
Crime's up everywhere. And the cost of groceries are through the roof. I can't afford any, everything.
Well, dude, why don't you stop buying a bunch of junk food? And I could probably feed a family of four for $20 for 3 days. How about that?
No, you couldn't, because the price of everything is through the roof, and I can't afford to do anything.
Well, why don't you get a better job?
Because I don't have a college degree, because I didn't go to a liberal college.
Well, maybe you should have tried to go to at least some kind of college.
Well, I didn't need to, because I started working at 16, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Shut the fuck up. How's your bracket looking, everybody? My bracket went over the cliff the first day. I picked, granted, I didn't watch any basketball, and I should have just took chalk, and I would have done a lot better. But you got to pick upsets, except I don't think there are all that many upsets this year. They pretty much They did pretty well on the seeding. I had Connecticut going out in the second round. Didn't realize that they were the greatest college team ever. Had Purdue choking in the second or third round because they always choke. Didn't realize they had the Lurch playing old school center, running over everybody. But pretty much everybody else had Connecticut and Purdue in the championship. I mean, Purdue always chokes, but good for them. Good for the Burlers. I'm not going to say I'm not rooting for them. I'm not rooting for anybody. But the top of my bracket's all tied up. The tiebreaker is going to be something else, I think. I mean, it's just one or two points. Now, if by some craziness, Purdue and Connecticut both lose. Actually, I don't know. I don't know if much is going to change the way it is now. Anyway, if Purdue and Connecticut win, it's going to be the Connecticut people or the Purdue people. If both of them lose, I think I don't think anybody else had anybody, so it'll probably be the standings will probably stay the same. This year in my bracket, I gave away I did $50 for the worst bracket. And wondering if I could find anybody to tank. Even tanking, you can't just tank. I mean, you can tank, but you know, if more than one person tanks, it's still going to be interesting. Well, I didn't try to tank, and I was, you know, like 48th out of 50. And my cutie patootie niece, she got fifth. She's in 50th. She did her very first one by herself, and she picked the teams that had the higher numbers next to them. And that's one way to do it. That's one way to win yourself $50, and I think she's got it all locked up. Congratulations. But it doesn't do anybody any good to come in 49th or 48th or 47th. Way down there. Just bad picks. I had Auburn winning it all. They lost their first game. What can you do about that? But it's fun. It's fun to organize. It's fun to get everybody together and have a bracket and put a little pool together and give away some cash. It's a pain in the ass to organize for 3 days between Selection Sunday and Tear It All Down Thursday. Good times. I don't pay any attention. I don't really give a crap about college basketball at all until March Madness. But March Madness is always fun. It's a good way to kick off the spring, depending on where you're at. Or the late winter, depending on where you're at. And it'll come to an exciting conclusion this weekend
on CBS.
Or TBS. I don't know what else. Just in time for the Masters. Have you seen... How many hundreds of Masters commercials have you seen this year? Oh, my God. And talk about this... that goddamn... I wanna dance with everybody. That fucking song. They started on that a month and a half ago, and they're still on it. I stream TBS to watch 18 hours of Big Bang Theory every week, and yeah, you're gonna hear that commercial's on every commercial break. I wanna dance with everybody. I wanna stab everybody that wrote this fucking song. But that's going to be over here pretty soon. So we got games on, what, Saturday and Monday, I think? Two games on Saturday. And then the big one on Monday. Everybody's money's on Connecticut and Purdue. I think you're dumb to not pick that. But I keep waiting for stranger things to happen. Had a couple parlays going, and that didn't do me any good either. I almost won parlays. Parlays are so fun. But they're so stupid. But do I really care about winning $8 on a $10 bet? No, I want to win $400 on a $10 bet. But and then 8 of the 12 things happen and you're like, oh, I'm pretty good at this. No, you got to get all of them. It's all or nothing. Okay, that's how it goes. I wanna...
I want to throw a basketball in your fucking face. Wow. Yeah. Oh, sausage hot, everybody. And for those of you who don't know, this is like coming up on 7 years, but really the last 2 years I haven't done that much. But the sausage hut started out 7 years ago, and there's literally hundreds of them, and nothing's come of it for me except your adoration, which I don't get any of. But there's a lot of hilarious shit back there, so just start flinging your way down the sausage hut podcast feed and just pick one, and you'll enjoy it if you like wackadoodle-doo. I try not to talk politics, but now it's 2024 and everything's on the line, so got to squeeze in a little bit. If you watch Game of Thrones, I have a great Game of Thrones companion for all the episodes. Go back and check that out. If you like The Price is Right, check out the ones that say, let's watch The Price is Right, and you'll get play-by-play of me. If you like Fallout 76, I did a bunch of Fallout 76 play-along episodes that are just me complaining about the game, which is pretty funny. Haven't done one of those in a long time. I did the same thing with Cyberpunk 2077. Haven't done one of those in a long time. But if you're playing those games, go back and take a listen. Or if you just like video games. Or if you just like hearing me yammer about crazy shit. Go back and listen. It's fun. Doesn't ask much. Or it used to not ask much. Yeah, go ahead. I am trying to talk myself into keep doing this. But we'll see. I got to do it. I got to keep doing it. My motto is, there's two rules. One, is it fun? Two, do you have anything better to do? And as far as I can tell, answer to the first one is yes, this is pretty fun. Haven't done it in a while. Number two, do you have anything better to do? Not right now. But if you like it, if you like this craziness, tell a friend. If you hate me, fuck off and die. Go listen to something else.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, knocking the dust off it. It's off the chart.
Try to be a little ranty in your panties. That's why I'm here. Rough around the edges. I have a Twitter account, but Twitter's such a fucking cesspool. I'm not on it anymore. I mean, I guess I am, but I have an Instagram that I haven't posted on in over a year. If you want to DM me on either one of those, I might get it, I might not. I don't log in very often. We'll see. We'll see how this permutation of the sausage hut goes. But I'm going to try to come back next week and do some more. As long as it's fun, as long as I don't have anything better to do. So go back and listen to those episodes. Hundreds. Over the last 7 years, jeez. Tell your mom I said hi, and then I'll be over in a little while.
I would love to hear Steve Miller do Una Paloma.